From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Hello listeners, how are you today? With me, Ahmad Faisal. I'm so fine. I also hope that listeners, all of you are fine. And today, you can also do your best, listeners. And listeners, for today's edition, I would like to accompany you 60 minutes ahead. And we also would like to present some programs started with news and other information, as well as entertainment and Indonesian pop songs. Well, listeners, we begin our program with our news, and stay with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. Indonesia asks APEC members to bolster multilateral trade systems. Indonesian Minister for Economic Affairs Hartarto holds meeting with AICC to discuss energy transition. I'm Rahmawati, now the news in detail. Indonesia has invited the members of the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation, or APEC, to fully support multilateral trade systems to address global economic challenges. The invitation has conveyed by Director of Interregional Negotiations and International Organizations at the Trade Ministry, Reza Pahlevi Hoirul, during the second meeting of the Committee on Trade and Investment in Detroit, the United States, on May 21st to the 22nd, 2023. According to a press release received on Tuesday, he also said Indonesia has encouraged all APEC members to take advantage of the positive momentum from the 12th World Trade Organization Ministerial Conference and actively contribute to various discussions ahead of the 13th World Trade Organization Ministerial Conference. Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs Airlangga Hartarto held an online meeting with the American Indonesian Chamber of Commerce, or AICC, attended by President of AICC Wayne Forrest and CEO of Freeport-McMoRan Richard Atkerson to discuss energy transition. The minister remarked that Indonesia has the opportunity to be on the receiving end for investment from the United States to conduct energy transition through the Partnership for Global Infrastructure and Investment Cooperation. He also remarked that Indonesia has an appeal as an investment destination for energy transition. The last national news comes from the governments of Indonesia and the Islamic Republic of Iran that have established cooperation in halal products assurance through the signing of a Memorandum of Understanding, or MOU. The MOU was signed by the Indonesian Deputy Minister of Religious Affairs Zainud Tauhid Saadi and the Iranian Deputy Minister of Foreign Affairs for Economic Diplomacy Mahdi Safari. Saadi said in a statement received in Jakarta on Tuesday, his side is supporting strengthened cooperation in halal products at the global level, since Indonesia is aiming to become the number one producer of halal products in the world. Now we move to the international news. Saudi Royal Guard and the Royal Guard of Bahrain began the joint security exercise Haris in Riyadh on Tuesday. The training is part of the continuous cooperation between the two countries' regiments. The joint exercise is the first of its kind between the two regiments and highlights the unity between Saudi Arabia and Bahrain. The exercise aims to strengthen collaboration, exchange military and security expertise between the two nations. Next, we have COP28 President-designate Dr. Sultan bin Ahmed Al-Jaber, who has called for a significant increase in public and private investment to help the African continent combat climate change. Addressing the African Development Bank annual meeting on Tuesday, Al-Jaber said, "Africa has huge potential for low-carbon growth and sustainable development. But one critical challenge stands in its way, and that is the lack of available, accessible, affordable finance." President Pho Van Thuong from Vietnam has signed a decision on ratifying the Treaty on Mutual Legal Assistance in Criminal Matters between Vietnam and Uzbekistan. When taking effect, the treaty is expected to create an important legal tool to help the two countries' judicial agencies better handle criminal cases and better protect legitimate rights and interests of citizens of each country, thus contributing to further strengthening the traditional friendship between Vietnam and Uzbekistan. We end the news with the World Health Organization on Monday approved a budget worth $6.83 billion for 2024-2025, which includes a 20% increase in mandatory fees. At the World Health Assembly in Geneva, WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus called this an historic milestone. He applauded efforts by member states and pledged to do everything possible to make the organization better. He urged countries to carry out all reforms needed to prepare for the next pandemic and honor their commitments to increase WHO funding. Well, listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.
Here is today's commentary on Iranian President Visits Indonesia. I'm Dalat Pane. The President of the Islamic Republic of Iran, Syed Ibrahim Raisi, has paid a state visit to Indonesia on May 23 to 24 and received by President Joko Widodo at the Bogor Presidential Palace on Tuesday. The two heads of state then held a meeting discussing various agreements and cooperation. After the meeting, President Joko Widodo revealed the 10 cooperation agreements that were produced between Indonesia and Iran. Among them includes trade preferences, eradicating the illicit traffic of narcotics, psychotropic substances and their precursors, science, technology and innovation, halal product guarantee, development of the energy sector, namely oil and gas. In addition, there are also regulations in the fields of pharmaceutical, biological, traditional medicine, cosmetics, and processed food products. Another important agreement is visa exemption for holders of diplomatic and service passports, mutual administrative assistance in the field of customs, trade promotion, and cultural exchange programs. Iranian President Ibrahim Raisi's visit to Indonesia is an important event. Both President Ibrahim Raisi and President Joko Widodo represent two major Asian nations, namely Iran in the Middle East and Indonesia in Southeast Asia. The relation between the two nations has been going on for hundreds of years. Trade is the main activity that connects the two nations. Now, the two countries still continue to have good relations. They have the same interests, namely increasing the welfare of their people by expanding access to trade and balance economic cooperation, as the leaders of the Asian African nations aspires to at the 1955 Bandung Conference. As a large country with a majority Muslim population, Indonesia and the Islamic Republic of Iran also agreed to work together to support the struggle of the Palestinian people and help overcome the Afghanistan crisis. Hopefully, this agreement will be an inspiration for other countries in the world to work together in pursuing similar things. That's commentary.
Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is coming back. This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 has an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's five super priority tourism destinations: Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay about it with a length of 700 to 800 words in Arial 12, then make a recording of it with your own voice and send the essay and the audio to our email voiquiz2023@gmail.com. This essay writing competition is open from April the 10th until August 20th, 2023. The selected winners, one participant for each language services, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The selected winners, one participant for each language service, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September the 11th, 2023. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11th, 2023. For more information, please visit our website voinews.id and Facebook The Voice of Indonesia. Be prepared, who knows, you become one of the winners. From Indonesia to the world.
The This is Voice of Indonesia with Today in History. We begin with an event on May 24, 1989, when the first Sudirman Cup was held in Jakarta. Sudirman Cup is an international badminton championship for men's singles, women's singles, men's doubles, and mixed doubles. This championship is held every 2 years. The name Sudirman is taken from the name of an Indonesian badminton figure, the late Dick Sudirman. He is one of the founders of the Indonesian Badminton Association, or PBSI, and is also known as the father of Indonesian badminton. This championship was initiated by Indonesia in 1986. Sudirman Cup was first held at Istora Gelora Bung Karno, Jakarta, from May 24 to 29, 1989. In that championship, Indonesia managed to emerge as champion, beating South Korea with a score of 3-2. Moving on to May 24, 1991, about Operation Solomon. On May 24, 1991, a large-scale evacuation of Jews of Ethiopian descent was carried out by Israel. The evacuation became known as Operation Solomon. 14,500 Ethiopian Jews, nicknamed Beta Israel, were transferred to Israel from Ethiopia. The Israeli government deployed 35 commercial to military aircraft and was assisted by Ethiopian government aircraft to transport Ethiopian Jews. This evacuation process is one of the fastest because it only took less than 36 hours. We end today in history with May 24, 1993, about the independence of Eritrea. Eritrea is a country located in the northeastern part of Africa. Eritrea is bordered by Sudan to the west, Ethiopia to the south, and Djibouti to the southeast. Eritrea was incorporated into a colony by the Kingdom of Italy on January 1, 1890. The modern nation-state of Eritrea got independence from Ethiopia on May 24, 1993, after 30 years of war, from 1961 to 1991. Eritrea is officially a parliamentary democracy consisting of 6 regions, but now functions as a one-party state. Well, listener, that was Today in History from Voice of Indonesia.
Questions of science. to the star.
Listeners, you are still with us. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, in today's edition, we would like to give you information about My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
The Indonesian Health Ministry, in collaboration with the International Atomic Energy Agency, IAEA, is developing access to radiotherapy services for the recovery of the health of cancer patients in Indonesia. The ministry's head of communications and public services, Siti Nadia Tarmizi, told the Antara Agency on Sunday that the letter of intent document was signed by the Minister of Health of the Republic of Indonesia, Budi Gunadi Sadikin, and the Director General of IAEA, Rafael Mariano Grossi, in Dubai, United Arab Emirates. The Health Ministry reports new cancer cases in Indonesia every year, around 396,000 cases, with a death rate of more than 234,000 people. Meanwhile, the existing capacity of radiology services currently in Indonesia only covers 20% of the annual requirement nationally. This condition triggers long waiting times. It takes a long time for patients to obtain cancer diagnosis and treatment services. Siti Nadia explained the health ministry joins hands with the IAEA because it is considered to have 6 decades of experience in helping countries fight cancer through technical advice, provision of relevant equipment for nuclear diagnostics, treatment, and radiotherapy. The IAEA also equipped with experts in training staff on relevant clinical aspects, as well as safe, guaranteed, and effective use, starting from equipment, providing quality assurance services to supporting research. The meeting of IAEA experts on March the 13th until 24th, 2023, a recommendation draft was issued covering 6 main points for Indonesia in developing radiology services. At the planning stage, investment is needed for proton beams in an effort to increase access to radiotherapy services in Indonesia, which is currently still low. The IAEA is also committed to supplying mass procurement in the form of ET scan, cyclotron, as well as radioactive and radiopharmaceutical regulations through a government financing scheme. The IAEA is also pushing for design and construction of international standard bunkers through the cooperation of Ministry of Health and the Nuclear Energy Monitoring Agency, or Babatan. Realization of the bunkers construction, the equipment purchase, and the permitting process can be completed no later than the end of 2023. Another input is the need for human resources in the field of radiology therapy technology, medical physicist, radiation oncology specialist, nuclear medicine specialist, and radiopharmacy. The Health Ministry is also encouraged to establish regional training centers for capacity building, curriculum, and development programs guided by professional organizations with reference to the IAEA curriculum.
Listeners, you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Well, listeners, we would like to present next segment, Indonesian Wonder. It is about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
The one-hour trip from Labuan Bajo to Komodo Island by using a speedboat feels short. How come it does? The sky and sea are blue. The green hills in the background depict gradations of colors, all make the imagination wander, as if we were heading to a special fairy land. Landing on the pier, the friendly faces of small children and local residents immediately greet as if to say, "Welcome to our village, Komodo Village, on Komodo Island." One thing for sure is that when visiting the Komodo dragon's natural habitat, even though it is still in a residence village, tourists must be accompanied by a guide or ranger who understands the location and behavior of the endangered species. Because here, humans and Komodo dragons live side by side, they must look after each other. The local people look after the Komodo dragons so that they are not disturbed by the presence of humans, and they also look after the tourists who come so that traveling around the Komodo village becomes more comfortable. Ideally, its group has a maximum of 10 people that need two guides. The presence of local guide also makes the trip even more memorable with various stories, myths, and fun facts about Komodo that seem endless. The Komodo trekking route leads tourists up a beautiful hill with views out to sea and also to the village at the foot of the hill. At the top, there are the shady bidara trees that can be used as umbrellas for resting, shading several moringa trees which grow wild here. Expanse of grass, flowers, trees, and shrubs, as well as hilly landscapes, makes this place like a piece of fairyland. Likewise, the water hole under a large tree, which is means for wild animals, is like an oasis in the middle of the savanna. No less interesting things is the collection of goats that roam freely grazing on the hill, making the videos and photos documents as if they were taken somewhere in New Zealand. According to the guide, the goats know when and where to return to their pens. It's safe because villagers won't steal what doesn't belong to them. If one or two goats disappear, the people won't look for them. They understand that Komodo takes it as food. In Komodo village, there are dozens of sculptures who also carve Komodo dragons out of wood as souvenirs or decoration others. In the past, the wood that was usually used was black wood according to the original color of Komodo dragons. But now, statues can also be made from sea hibiscus, teak, or nara wood. Usually, the wood is purchased from outside the island because the entire Komodo village is a conservation area. Even though the beauty of the hills and the friendliness of the people make you feel at home for a long time, if you don't intend to stay overnight, then don't forget to comply with the time rules given by the ship skipper, so that you can return to Labuan Bajo comfortably. Enjoy a piece of fairyland. Keep the environment clean and the peace of animals so that nature there remain sustainable. That's Indonesian Wonder.
Thank you. sudah ku tak mendengar suaramu, ku tak lagi lihat senyumanmu yang selalu menghiasi hariku. Sewindu sudah kau tak berada di sisiku, kau menghilang dari pandanganku. Tak tahu kini kau di mana. Ternyata belum siap aku kehilangan dirimu. Belum sanggup untuk jauh darimu yang masih selalu ada dalam hatiku. Selindu sudah kau tak berada di sisiku, kau menghilang dari pandanganku. Oh, tak tahu kini kau di mana.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, for the next segment, we will present you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian Language, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian language. And this program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. And here is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Indonesian, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Indonesian, is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology. Today's topic is di hotel, which means at the hotel. So stay tuned. We are going to present you a conversation entitled Mari, Saya Antar, which means Let Me Take You. This conversation happens between Chris George Robinson, a vlogger from Australia, and a hotel staff. The hotel staff asks Chris to go to the lift. Let's listen to the conversation.
Lift ada di mana?
Ada di belakang lobby ini. Mari, saya antar.
Terima kasih.
After listening to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic of the day. I'm going to say each word 2 times and you can repeat after me. Mari, which means let. Saya, which means I, or in this case, it means me. Antar, which means take. Mari, saya antar. Which means let me take you. Lift, which means lift. Di mana, which means where. Di belakang, which means behind. Lobby, which means lobby. In the conversation, you hear the sentence Mari, saya antar, which means let me take you. In the sentence, there is the word mari, which means let. It is used to invite someone. In the sentence, the word mari, which means let, is followed by an activity, namely saya antar, which means I take. So it becomes mari saya antar, which means let me take you. Let's listen to the other examples that shows invitation. Mari, saya bawakan trolinya. Which means, let me bring the trolley. Mari, saya tunjukkan jalannya. Which means, let me show the way. Lift is an English word that is absorbed into Indonesian language. The spelling and pronunciation are not adjusted to the Indonesian language rule. Before we end today's Let's Speak Indonesian, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Lift ada di mana?
Ada di belakang lobby ini. Mari, saya antar.
Terima kasih.
Well, listener, that was Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Rahma. Sampai jumpa.
Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is coming back! This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 has an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's 5 super priority tourism destinations: Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay about it with a length of 700 to 800 words in Arial 12, then make a recording of it with your own voice and send the essay and the audio to our email voiquiz2023@gmail.com. This essay writing competition is open from April the 10th until August 20th, 2023. The selected winners, one participant for each language services, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The selected winners, one participant for each language service, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September the 11th, 2023. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11th, 2023. For more information, please visit our website voinews.id and Facebook The Voice of Indonesia. Be prepared. Who knows, you become one of the winners.
From Indonesia to the world.
Listeners, you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, next segment, we would like to give you information about music. And for today's edition, we will present traditional music.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOI listener, in today's edition of Music Corner, I would like to present a traditional song from West Kalimantan entitled Tanda Sambas. The song Tanda Sambas describes the happiness of a man who is about to propose to his girlfriend. The man feels comfort when he stops by his girlfriend's house. He shows his happiness through a dance that can cheer up a troubled heart. Tanda in Malay means dance, meanwhile Sambas, apart from being a tribe's name in Kalimantan, also has the meaning joy. Well, listener, let's enjoy the traditional song from West Kalimantan entitled Tanda Sambas. Happy listening!
Saing ke tangga emas, singgah dolo ke sungai Vina. Dari saing ke tangga emas, singgah dolo ke sungai Vina. Dari laing usah nak cemas, abis bulan di Antartina. Dari laing usah nak cemas, abis bulan di Antartina. Batang itu, batang impala, batang padi dari Lasia. Batang itu, batang impala, batang padi dari Lasia. Datang itu, datang bemala, datang dudi silalu. Datang itu, datang bemala, datang dudi silalu dia. Darilah saing marilah saing tetangga
of Indonesia.
Engkaulah nafasku, yang menjaga di dalam hidupku. Kau ajarkan aku menjadi yang terbaik. Kau tak pernah lelah sebagai penopang dalam hidupku. Kau berikan aku semua yang terindah. Aku hanya memanggil saat ku kehilangan arah. Aku hanya mengingatmu, ayah, jika aku telah jauh darimu.
Well, listeners, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. We would like to say thank you very much for your kind attention, listeners, for you to listen to our program for today. And we will give you another interesting information. And stay with us at Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voynews.id. Well, listeners, don't forget to like and comment at Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, and Twitter @voynews, email voy@voynews.id.